The stock ticker symbol is PZZA. The company is Papa John's. The pizza delivery company has delivered some nice returns for investors lately and has beaten the stock market over the last 1, 3, and 5 years. Nigel Travis is the CEO of Papa John's. He joins us from Louisville, Kentucky. Nigel Travis, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, David. I'm very pleased to be with you.
Nigel, Papa John's reported a 17% increase in profits in your first quarter, along with a 3.8% increase in same-store sales. Does that mean people are eating more Papa John's pizza these days, or is Papa John's making more money on the same amount of business?
Based on our numbers, more people are eating Papa John's, and we're delighted to see that. And at the same time, we're beginning to make more money as well. So I think the two are going hand in hand.
And Papa John's, as I know, because I'm a frequent customer, now offers pizza, chicken wings, chicken strips. Where does the menu evolve from here, Nigel?
2 weeks ago, I actually spent 3 hours in our test kitchen. I'm very excited. I think we've got some tremendous opportunities. One of the things we've learned over the last year by coming out with some very successful promotions that drove the comps that you mentioned earlier were programs like the Sicilian Meats and our Meatball Pizza. We've got lots of interesting pizzas lined up coming down the line because people do want to try something different to give them some variety. We're also looking at different day parts. We think that lunch is clearly a big opportunity, but we've got to find the right menu items for lunch, and even breakfast may be a possibility down the road, but that's way down the road, I think. So we're continuing to evolve, but I think the essence of everything we're doing is variety and giving our customers what they want, not what we want to give them.
Mm. Nigel, I'd like to hear a little bit about your biography. I know that prior to coming to Papa John's just recently, you were the president and COO of Blockbuster. You also sure don't sound like you're from Louisville, Kentucky.
No, I'm certainly not from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm from another city that begins with L, that's London. And I was born in the east side of London and lived for a good period of time in the UK. And then I spent 3 years at Burger King in Miami, so I'm really a Floridian by my American base. And then I spent time, as you said, with Blockbuster in Dallas.
And Nigel, do you think of your company as in the pizza business, or would you broaden it and say, no, we're actually in the food delivery business and pizza just happens to be our major category?
I think that's a very interesting strategic question, and I'm perhaps going to hedge on my answer by saying, firstly, we're in the pizza business and we got the best pizza. In fact, we've just been voted for the sixth consecutive year the winner of the American Customer Satisfaction Index. But one of our core competencies is clearly delivery. And one of the things that I believe going forward we can tap into is the fact that we deliver to so many customers, and I think we have to take advantage of that, and there may be other things we can deliver. I've got no immediate plans, but certainly there's something I'm going to actively look at going forward.
Mm. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Motley Fool Radio Show. We're talking to Nigel Travis, the CEO of Papa John's. I'm going to ask you to do something that many CEOs balk at sometimes, which is I name the competition and you rank it. And the reason is it helps us as investors to understand how you think about your strategy going forward. Domino's is an obvious name that comes to mind, but there's also Pizza Hut and Little Caesars. And how about my local pizza parlor? So I just spelled out four possible competitors. How would you rank Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, and my local pizza parlor down the street?
Fascinating question. I'd put Pizza Hut number one, and I think they do a very nice job, and they've obviously focused on the variety aspect I mentioned earlier. Domino's clearly had a very successful run. They've just had a very good quarter, which I think also demonstrates that the pizza category is on the up. It's a rising tide, so I put them number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put our local pizzeria as number three. They're clearly always going to be snapping at the big chain's heels, and they make us very responsive to competition. They're very innovative as well, so I think I'd put them three. And number four is the Little Caesars. Certainly, based on some of our research, some of the growth of the bigger chains has been at their expense over the last few months.
Mm. We're going to hold it right there. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Nigel Travis, the CEO of Papa John's. You're listening to the Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR. Welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show. We're talking to Nigel Travis, the CEO of Papa John's. For quite a number of years now, Nigel Travis, you've been overseeing thousands of people. That was your job partly as chief operating officer at Blockbuster and president of the company. Obviously now 15,000 employees at Papa John's. How do you do it? And have you learned a lesson or two you can teach us?
Well, I think one lesson I take from the Motley Fool is do things slightly tongue-in-cheek. You know, life is serious, but sometimes you need to make it less serious. So everything I try and do is always got that little tinge of humor. I think it is important as you go around the world, because, you know, I've managed international businesses, to recognize that every country is different. But if I had to bring all that together, the biggest thing is communicate, communicate, communicate. Here at Papa John's, we have a weekly voicemail from me. I do a monthly town hall meeting to our employees. I write regularly to our franchisees, who, even though they're not employees, need to be communicated with. So, you know, you can never communicate enough, and you've got to be open and, I think, refreshing. A Blockbuster, I used to have coffee chats with directors and vice presidents to try and gauge the pulse of the company. So you have to work hard at it. I don't think it's anything too complicated. I think sometimes people with human resources background, which, by the way, was my background as well, sometimes overcomplicate things, put too many systems in. But if you get down and talk to people regularly, A, you'll learn what's going on, and secondly, you'll communicate the core values of the company in a much easier manner.
Mm. Well, Nigel, we're going to close with our game, Buy, Sell, or Hold. We play it with everybody who comes on this show. We ask you about things happening in business and your world, and ask you if they were stocks, which they're not, but if they were, would you be buying, selling, or holding today? And a sentence as to why. You ready?
Yep.
Let's start off with, you love them or hate them, buy, sell, or hold, anchovies.
Sell. Just don't like them.
We love honesty on this show. You're the former president of Blockbuster, as we've now by now documented. Buy, sell, or hold the likelihood that Amazon.com will get into the DVD rental business in the U.S.
Sell. I think, based on the information I have, they're struggling in the U.K. with their online rental business.
Mm. Last one for you, Nigel Travis. Buy, sell, or hold a beer and cold pizza for breakfast.
Well, I think I'd have to say sell on that one, because I think whenever we develop products for breakfast, they'll be hot. Secondly, us Brits like hot beer, so we would have hot beer for breakfast rather than cold beer. So I think that's an ultimate sell. That actually may be a liquidation.
Nigel Travis is the CEO of Papa John's. Nigel, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
David, thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
I'll eat a slice of cold pizza and wash it down with warm beer.